Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. I'm really humbled and grateful that you're here today, and I want to give you some, I just want to clap my hands for your faithfulness to be prayed for every day, and your fidelity to Scripture, and your longing to hear the Word of God, and particularly as we're going through the Psalms. It's just been an amazing transformational time, so thank you for joining me. Today, we're reading in Psalm 45 in the New American Standard Bible, the NASB, and this is what it says. My heart is moved with a good theme. I address my verses to the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. You are the most handsome of the sons of mankind. Grace is poured upon your lips. Therefore, God has blessed you forever. Strap your sword on your thigh, mighty one, in your splendor and majesty, and in your majesty ride on victoriously for the cause of truth, humility, and righteousness. Let your right hand teach you awesome things. Your arrows are sharp. The people fall under you. Your arrows are in the heart of the king's enemies. Your throne, God, is forever and ever. The scepter of your kingdom is a scepter of justice. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of joy above your companions. All your garments are fragrant with myrrh, aloes, and cassia. From ivory palaces, stringed instruments have made you joyful. King's daughters are among your noble women. At your right hand stands the queen in gold from Ophir. Listen, daughter, look and incline your ear. Forget your people and your father's house. Then the king will crave your beauty because he is your lord. Bow down to him. The daughter of Tyre will come with a gift. The wealthy among the people will seek your favor. The king's daughter is all glorious within. Her clothing is interwoven with gold. She will be brought to the king in colorful garments. The virgins, her companions who follow her, will be brought to you. They will be brought with joy and rejoicing. They will enter into the king's palace. In place of your fathers will be your sons. You shall make them princes in all the earth. I will make your name known among all generations. Therefore, the peoples will praise you forever and ever. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for this beautiful song that celebrates the king's marriage. And it is a maskil of the sons of Korah. So it's good to know where this came from. It's called a song of love. And so I pray for those who are in marriages right now. And I pray that there would be love there, that there would be reconciliation and conciliation and conversation and forgiveness and honesty. And if there's any secrets going on, that those would be exposed, Lord, for the sake of having light and justice in that marriage. I pray that you would help each member of that marriage to choose selflessness over selfishness and choose positive intent. In other words, to believe the best about the other thing. I know the other person, not thing, to believe the best about the other person. I know that that's a hallmark of love, is to believe the best. And we hear that echoed in 1 Corinthians 13 as well. And so, Lord, thank you that you are the author of marriage. Thank you that you have joined two individuals to make them into one flesh. Thank you also that this is a picture of the church. And so, Lord, for those of us who are married, we do want to be part of that example of what the beauty of the church is by the way that we construct and walk in our marriages. So, Lord, help us to be a light in the way that we love each other. I also pray for those who are single today. I pray for those who are longing to be a spouse, or perhaps those who have been married, but they've been widowed or they've walked through the devastation of divorce and they're lonely and they're feeling like there's just nothing left. Lord, I know that in those instances, you are the spouse of the person who's lonely and needy and longing for you. And Lord, I also know there's great privilege in being single. The Apostle Paul was single. There's less to be concerned about, and you can be more consumed with the kingdom. So Lord, would you reignite their passion for your kingdom, to see everything in light of your kingdom, just as a married couple would try to see the church as an example of a good marriage. Lord, help the single person to see their privilege in being able to build your kingdom. Lord, wherever we find ourselves today, we choose to be grateful. We choose to be thankful. We choose to trust in you for the next steps. I pray all of this in Jesus' beautiful name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I am really grateful for you and for your kindness to listen to this podcast. If you want to help the podcast, you can write a review on iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify or wherever you listen to this, or the Amazon Alexa skill. It just helps more people hear the podcast. So thank you so much and have an amazing day.